to me, baby.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, baby, man.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I know I've been off for a couple months. That's my dog barking. I told Bill and Don to come to the show, but of course, I said this is our big triumphant comeback, and they're not here. Because why else would they be here? It's because it's important. But I got my buddy Sam Alvey here, and we're going to start the show, and then I'm going to get into why we've been on break for a while and yada, yada, yada. But now that I have Sam driving with his kid in the car, hopefully that's his kid, and this is not like an Amber Alert situation.
It's a kid, yeah.
It's a kid. One of six?
I've got three of six back there.
Three kids. Sam, you're one of the most interesting people I know. One of my favorite people. Like, if I look up, like, people I actually look up to, there's probably about six people in the world I look up to. I don't know, maybe seven. But you're one of them because you talk the talk, but you also walk the walk. And I don't know how you do it. You and Rogan, other people, I'm just like, how do they are either the most organized or disorganized person in the world where they could have six kids, run a business, run a gym, make TikTok videos. And if you're missing out on his TikTok videos, they're so well edited that like you start, stop, you know, and they're funny. Like, I don't know if you do six times, seven takes, eight takes, but they're just bang, bang, the way you stitch it together, and then you fight bullies and then have a prayer session. It's absolute insanity. How do you do this?
The good Lord's got a plan for me. I'm a tool for him. He started guiding me along this TikTok and Instagram, Facebook route. And I've just been running with it. I have so much fun doing it too. That's the nice thing is I enjoy doing it. I have a good time filming these things.
But your career, you know, in the UFC, you were always one of those fighters that was just, you know, it wasn't easy for you. Like, I remember you being on The Ultimate Fighter. I remember you being in Bellator. I literally remember watching you on Spike TV with your wife as your corner, and she was the attraction. It was like, oh, he's coached by the winner of Next Top Model. Like, that was the cool thing about you, which is still very cool, don't let me wrong. But and then you got a little bit, but you worked your way to the top, and you were so frustrating for people. You beat so many guys that on paper you're like, okay, he doesn't have the advantage of wrestling, he doesn't have the jiu-jitsu advantage, he kind of has the boxing advantage, sort of the Muay Thai advantage, maybe. We're like advantage awkwardness and toughness. And that was what kind of won you so many of these fights.
Yeah, you know what it was? I was self-trained for the first 4 years of my career. I turned pro before I had ever started training or heard of the UFC. So I developed a lot of really bad habits. Still there?
Yeah. I'm just looking at you and Dan Henderson. You actually make Hendo look small, which is also
right? Oh, it's crazy. Here, my phone overheated, so I've got an AC. Let me hang up and call you right back.
All right, no problem. All right, so we're off to a good start. Look, I know I've been gone for a couple months, and it was hard. I got into a situation where I needed to take some time off. For personal reasons, not just my personal reasons, but other people's. And now we're back. So your awkwardness, you self-train. Mean like you watch fights on TV and then emulate what you're watching? All right, now there's no volume. So now you're muted. This is actually, I don't even care because Sam is that good of a guy. And the fact that I'm like actually having him on the podcast, like, It doesn't even matter that I can't hear him, because he's. But I'm telling you, the guy is so smart, and he just beat Uriah Hall too, which we're gonna talk about that.
I'm back.
All right, so self-trained. So you watch fights on TV and then try to emulate it by yourself?
I didn't watch fights on TV. I'd never watched fighting, never heard of fighting, didn't know it was going to be a career path. It sounds funny. It sounds like I'm joking, but it was Jackie Chan and Ninja Turtles. That is what got me into fighting. That is what I based my style on at the beginning. There was no jujitsu. You know, they knew ninjutsu, not jujitsu. So I ignored that part. If they couldn't take me down, it didn't matter. So everything I did was just, I think this will work. And it worked for a long time.
But who did you do this with?
I started my, yeah, I had my stuff, and I didn't have any idea to do it. Because of that, that was about 4 to 5 years of my career. I was the head coach. Because of that, I learned so many bad habits that became the way I fight. And so my bad habits, a lot of times I'll teach them, but then I'll teach them the right way to do it too, and see what they like to do.
Well, it
So
seems like sometimes, like, you throw a punch and the guy
most
goes
times
to block you, and your punch is so awkward that it gets in when the guy's putting his hand down. He goes to block, thinks he blocked it, goes down, and then it lands.
It's I can't believe it has worked so many times. My strongest punch is my lead hook. That's supposed to be one of the weaker punches. And that is, I think I've got close to 40 knockouts. Like 38 of them are from my lead hook. It's just the way it is. I was a southpaw. I didn't know I was a southpaw for about 3 years of my career. I am right-handed and I stand backwards.
Wow. That's so, and now, did you wrestle in high school at all, or?
Yeah, I was kind of. I wrestled my junior, senior year of high school and my junior, senior year of college. It was a D3 high school and college. I was a good practice dummy for the guys who knew what they were doing. I just enjoyed it.
I love that. Now, all right, now we're gonna fast forward. Okay, so you beat Uriah Hall. That was awesome. And that was a big win because you were coming off a loss, right? To that karate psychopath that just beat
Oh,
Wikipedia.
yes. So Uriah Hall, that's a fight I have always wanted. I always wanted to fight him. I saw he was on the Ultimate Fighter, I think a season, maybe two after me. And I said, I could beat that guy. I want to fight. And we just passed each other in the UFC, never quite lined up. Well, we got the opportunity in karate combat. I was the champion. He wanted to challenge up. I said, all right, let's give it a shot. I'm finally getting my opportunity. And God, it was a good fight. I like that fight so much. It might have been my best fight.
I mean, the fact is, like, if you would have told me back when Uriah Hall was what knocking out Bubba McDaniel or the guys he was knocking out in The Ultimate Fighter, I mean, they were calling him the next Anderson Silva, and his specialty is on the feet. So if you would have told me that Sam Alvey was going to beat him in a karate combat, I would have been like, no. How's he going to beat him in karate combat? Sam Alvey is a clinching game. He's a grinder. He's a wrestler. He's not going to beat Uriah. That's a fight that Uriah Hall has the clear advantage, and then you win.
It was just I had a good game plan for it, and for the most of my career, I never fought with a game plan. Like my game plan was hit him harder and more often than he hits me. That's been like 90% of my game plans. Uriah, I had a plan, and crazier than that is I stuck to it. Like for 5 rounds, I did what I wanted to do, and it worked. I was just beside myself with pride of how I, not only performed, but did what I wanted to do.
You know what I liked about that fight also was that, like, I know Uriah Hall, and he's a really kind soul, a sensitive guy. And I know you, and also I'll put you in the same level, like, definitely not sensitive, but a kind person. Where and there was no shit talking. There was no anim sorry for the language of your kid in the back, but there was no animosity. There was no like, and it that seems like it's rare nowadays.
Yeah, we're professionals. We've been doing it for so long that we know that if you have a good shit talking game, use it, but there's only a few people that do. I've got a good me game, so I'm gonna do me every chance I can. And Uriah's got a good him game, and he's gonna do him as best he can. We were just genuine. Like nothing was forced. It was a fight that meant a lot to both of us.
Now, what do you now afterwards? You called out, like, I'm just finding out about a lot of this now, and I don't like it. I honestly don't like it. I don't think it has any place in the sport. Is the King Azuli guy, right? And then last weekend, the fights were in China, so it was early, and I had the night out, I had the night off. I was doing comedy, but I was looking through my channel, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, well, okay, there's boxing. It's Mike Perry versus Brendan.
Dylan Danis, it was supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be Dylan Danis. Dylan bails out, and now it's Mike Perry versus Brandon Allen, right? Brendan, it's whatever that guy's name is.
Yes.
Yes, and so I'm like, all right, this will be good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And so the two guys that were fighting, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. The two guys that were fighting, one of them was King Azule, who, this sack of shit. No, pardon me, kids. They're asleep. They can't hear me. This sack of garbage. It's gonna go on YouTube, so I'll clean it up. He's a kid diddler. A few years back, he got a 15-year-old girl, drugged her up, and then passed her around with her friends. Then pleaded guilty to it. So it's all. I mean, I'm not claiming anything that hasn't been proven. He pled guilty to it, and now since then he is back down. He's actually defended it a few times. He is a sack of garbage, and I knew he wouldn't fight me, but I wanted to. But then the guy he was fighting, the guy he's fighting is pretty Nazi-ish.
Pretty Nazi. I don't think he's pretty not. He's a not. I mean, the guy has a Nazi flag. He has a Nazi flag with him.
Yeah, he's got everything but the little mustache.
It was so kind of a no
Azule,
win fight. It was a no.
it was. But you know what was funny is you had a choice, and the nation of choice, whoever's watching, you go with the Nazi or the child diddler. For the most part, we all chose Nazi, which is the damnedest thing. There's no real winner in this fight, but the diddler lost.
No,
And
it was first of all.
good, I
So
guess.
I look, the one guy who I didn't know who he was until I watched your TikTok. Like, you made me aware of him. I had no idea who this guy was. And then I started watching him, and he has this like Steven Seagal like imagination
Yes.
where,
Yeah.
I beat 40 guys at once. I have 300 street fights. I've never lost. And you're like,
I was part of the KGB and this and that, and yeah, and there was.
and I'm like, and of
He
course,
goes on, and I think he blew. I think this guy is dumb as a brick, is what I think it is.
okay.
I don't think it's an act of imagination. I don't think he's selling. I think he's just dumb as a brick.
So, by the way, could I just say that Bill Dawes comes first? He goes, I can only do 12:30. He comes in 3 minutes ago, 12:38 to the podcast. I can't hear him, but I can't see him, but I can hear his conversation he's having to somebody else. Like, do you know how fucking annoying this is? Or it might be Don Fry, but the guy comes on the podcast just so I could hear him having another conversation. And then I got my dog barking because my wife. Who I love, I'm not at home that much. And she goes out and gets a Great Pyrenees, right? Which is a 120-pound dog that's bred to fight bears and to fight wolves. And of course, we don't have bears or wolves. We have fucking Mexican gardeners outside who
Well,
that's
you can thank your dog for
yeah, right. I love this dog to
that.
death, but like it's fuck, it's a butterfly farts and she goes crazy. She hears things that aren't there. She just we had to get her neutered because she was because she's bleeding everywhere. And she's a great dog, but of
Oh,
course during
that's funny.
my podcast is like, all right, 12:30, haven't done it in 4 months. I got Sam Alvey, who's, I don't know, driving with some kid in the mountains, totally normal on a fucking Wednesday. And then I got the gardeners, I got this, and I got my co-host who literally just came on to have another conversation. So anyway, back to this. The fucking King Azuli guy bothers me in so many ways because A, he's full of shit. Okay, he's lying. He never had these fights, and he's Israeli. Don't we have enough people that like right now? Israel has enough problems. We have enough issues. We got enough people that like are against us. And this, I'm Jewish. We do not need this guy. We don't need him, okay? And of course, this is the guy we get. We like. There's a lot of great Jewish people out there. A lot of great Israelis. Why do we have to have a guy? fighting a Nazi? And why does the Nazi have to win? And why is Jake Shields cornering the fucking Nazi? Why are there Nazi flags in this? Like, people are dressed up as the Joker. People are dressed up as, there's all these fights. Black people are involved. This guy has an SS tattoo. This guy has a Hitler. And Mike Perry's on the undercard of this. The undercard. I mean, Phil Hawes, who's had, I don't know how many, is on the undercard. And the Nazi versus the make-believe CIA, Mossad, KGB agent is the ending. And you're involved somehow. How? Why?
You know what? I found out about this guy online. I found out, like Ivernest did. Someone made a TikTok. And then I started, you know, as soon as you see something on any app, it starts seeing on every app. He just started popping up. And so I looked into him, and this dude, oh, and I knew he was never going to fight me. I knew if I had the opportunity to fight me, you would need two refs to pull me off. My goal, if he ever accepted, what was to make it so everybody knew what he did the rest of his life. That would be my goal. But I knew he wasn't going to take it. So my real goal was just make sure as many parents, as many kids knew what this piece of garbage did, because he's trying to hide by, he was trying to represent to Israel. I'm a Jew and, you know, God is this and God is that. The reason he accepted a fight against his Nazi was because he wanted to be the good guy. And it's hard for him to look like the good guy. So he fought a Nazi.
But the whole promotion, this promotion has to go. I'm sorry. You know, I could deal with influencer fighting. Because first of all, the guy who's running the promotion, Dylan Danis is the main event. He drops out. Then they put up Dylan Danis's mom is going to be the ring girl. That was actually on their Instagram. And his mom is pretty hot. I don't know if it was actually his mom, who that woman was, but she was not bad looking. I mean, sexy, attractive woman, right?
Yeah.
Then they have like one of the fights was this guy, Ryan Powell, who's this porn guy who I know. He interviews porn stars against a guy in the WWE who also got kicked out for being a pedophile. Like, where are they just going to like pedophile anonymous meetings and there's a sign up sheet? Like, so then he tacked. Do you see that fight?
No, I didn't even know that fight was that. I did see there's a juggler, a guy whose like job is he juggles and is a magician. Yeah, he was on that card.
A juggler versus a magician. Yeah.
Now the story goes, it was
I couldn't hear the story at all. You got completely cut off. But I'm sure I want to hear the story now. Bill, is it Bill or Don Fry that's with us?
Yeah,
you dumbass.
It is Don. Don, could you please put your camera on?
Ah, shit, I thought it was on.
No, that's why I had no idea who it was. All right, here we go.
Yeah, the whole pay-per-view got canceled earlier in the night.
Yeah, so it was, Don, did you watch the Nazi versus the Jewish guy, Israeli?
No, I missed that. That would have been the fight of the century. You know, shit. As good as the O.J. Simpson trial.
Well, unfortunately, the Nazi won. Jake Shields was cornering the Nazi, which I'm like, and then on the undercard, it was a magician versus a juggler. I don't know who won that fight. And then the guy gets thrown out of the ring. The black guy gets disqualified, the wrestler, who got kicked off the WWE for sexting underage girls. He tackles the porn guy, and like three times goes out of the ring. So they disqualify him, and a brawl breaks out. Whoever is running the social media goes, "Look at these black people chimping out," or people are chimping out, he says. Like, this is the guy running the social media. And look, that's awful. But I'm saying, who is in charge of the social media? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I heard that black reverend say that too. So, you know.
Well, a lot of people say things that just because a black person says it doesn't mean that, like, but how is this the representative of the, like, who is, and it was at the Miami Stadium.
Dude,
like,
they had a fucking Nazi as the main event. What do you expect? What the fuck do you expect?
Is this, Sam, you've been around the sport for a while. Is this the lowest? It's gone. It's going to go.
Oh, man, that's great. There used to be this thing called bum fights. That might have been lower. But bum fights were a lot of fun to watch. This card was not that much fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, there was a guy dressed up as SpongeBob versus another guy. and SpongeBob beat the shit out of him. Like, it was just sad. It was, the whole thing was, it was free. And then Mike Perry, who was the only, him and Phil Hawes were the only real fighters on the card. Mike Perry is winning his fight, throws out his shoulder, like throwing punches. So then fights with a broken shoulder for like 2 minutes. Eventually gets kicked in the head or the ribs. That's a loss. Only took half his purse. I mean, the whole thing is just I don't know, man. I didn't feel good about the sport of MMA when you turn on the whatever the YouTube and you see people with Nazi flags and it's you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah, it set us back a little bit. A little bit. Mike Perry, though, it was kind of badass. You saw his shoulder go out and he didn't slow down. He just protected the shoulder. It was pretty cool watching him do that.
Yeah, I mean Mike Perry is a warrior, you know, through and through, and might be the best bare knuckle boxer like ever. I mean, the guy is
He's
a
a stud. He's batshit crazy, but he's a stud, you know?
yeah, 100%. Sam, your life though, back to your life. How many animals do you have?
We've got 112 heartbeats on our farm. So that's the way we say it.
All right, how which.
We've got a lot of chickens, a couple of horses, a pig, a lot of sheep, a couple of goats, a turkey. I hate that fucking turkey, freaking turkey. I hate that turkey. Don't ever get a turkey. Then too many cats. We got a couple of cats to keep the mice down, and they
Yeah.
did a great job. Then they all gave birth. And we can't freaking catch the cats, and it's
They keep
our
giving
cat
birth.
population's getting out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. A bunch of inbred cats around our farm. It's ridiculous.
So
Sounds
who
like
cares?
my girlfriend's house, man. We got like 70 goats, and we got like 70 cats. You know, I got like five horses, a donkey, some rams. You know. Some
Now, Stan,
ducks.
you're fighting 10 guys in one night.
Yeah, I'm the Bonnie Blue of MMA. I'm fighting 10 guys in one night. I'm still getting the 10 lined up. Right now we have a solid seven, and by it'll be mid-November when I do it. It's gonna be great.
So Don Fry, these guys on the internet, right? They make these videos going, hey, you know, all UFC fighters are pussies. Or they're like, you know what? I don't think that these guys are that tough. They're not real fighters. They're, man, when it comes to the street, these guys don't know what they do. Yeah. So that they all start off going that. Then right away, Sam just shows up in the video and he's like, tell me more, right? And then
Yeah.
he goes line by line of just destroying these guys, right? And then they take the bait. So Sam's thing is he'll fly you in, he'll fight you. And if you could last more than two rounds, he'll give you what do you give these people?
We go to Chili's.
You also
Nobody's
go
not
to.
gotten Chili's yet. That you fly in. If you can last two rounds, you don't have to win two rounds, but if you last two rounds, I'll buy you Chili's and a flight home. And so far we've never been to Chili's.
Right, a flight home. And if they lose, they go in the Greyhound.
They
Fuck them.
take
But then
the
he goes Bible study,
Greyhound.
which you would think they do Bible study before the fight so that they have a fucking prayer to win. But no, he goes Bible study after the fight, right? And he's got these guys lined up. Now, the first guy, this guy John, right, who was a pretty big guy, but Sam was taking it easy on him. The guy was throwing up. He passed out afterwards. I mean, it was pretty obvious that maybe he's never taken a MMA class or but there was something kind of likable about him. Even that, I kind of liked him. I don't know
Did
why.
he walk in with his computer? You know, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat you up. That's what you should do. Make them bring their fucking computer. Make them bring their fucking computer. If they lose, they got to leave that computer with you.
Oh man, I was worried when he got there. I was worried that he's going to be like actually retarded. I was worried of that. But he showed up, and his wife was there. And his wife, he has a wife. He gave me all right. He
Maybe
can't be
she's
that far
retarded
gone.
too.
But he was. I didn't want to embarrass him in front of her, so I was talking him
Fuck
up big
that.
time to her.
Fuck
Like,
that. You
I
embarrass
know
him,
I'm a
then you embarrass him, then you take her to the hotel and fuck her. You know that?
good.
Fuck that guy.
Thank God Sam's kids are sleeping in the back right now while he's driving. And all right, so the second guy, he was actually pretty athletic. He was doing like pull-ups and he was pretty strong.
Yeah, the freak. So he was about 280 pounds, and he can do the human flag, you know, where you hold yourself sideways on a pole. He could do that. The dude, I think he benches like 465. He deadlifts. I mean, he deadlifts whatever he wants to. He was impressively strong, but that means nothing if you've never thrown a punch.
Yeah.
And you know, he started fighting, and he never threw a punch. So I choked him out in about a minute and a half.
Now you took him down and choked him out. Were you trying to not hurt him?
So we came in, he threw a couple punches, I popped him once, and then he shot on me. When he shot on me, he d hurt his leg. His leg bent the wrong way, and it was all him doing it to me. His leg hurt. He's like, "God, my goal is to hurt these guys. I don't want to injure them." So I felt bad. I was like, "Oh no, this could be bad." So as soon as he got back up, I just shot real quick, took his back and choked him out. Because again, I wanted him hurt, not injured. And for the most, he hasn't complained again about his leg, so I don't think anything terrible happened. Or at least he didn't go and get it looked at.
Right. And now he's doing 10 guys in one night. Are you nervous a little bit about your cardio for 10 guys? I mean, 10 guys. What if a couple
No,
of them?
it really will come down to cardio. Like, not one on one, it's the 10th guy I'll have an advantage. But no, I'm not worried about it. It's at the very, if everyone lasts 2 rounds, it'll be about 1 hour and 5 minutes. I can do that.
Don, you fought four guys in one night, right?
Yeah, but you know they were real fighters. They weren't keyboard warriors. You know, you get, I'll fight 10 keyboard warriors in one night. Shit, I'm 60 years old.
That is true. You guys both have a lot of points. Yeah, that's great. All right, so I think, sorry, I fell asleep. That's what Bill Dawes says. Oh, no problem, Bill. No problem to have you anyway.
Yeah, no worry, Bill. It's all about you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd rather you give me an excuse than that. All right, so we'll
Yeah.
go into some news stories because I know that Sam is a very you know all about the news. And then as
Future president right here.
yeah, honestly, I would honestly vote for you to be our like president. I would 1,000% vote for you to be our president. All right, so
I'm coming on
according
me, you fucker.
to Don, 100%. Maybe second,
Yes,
Don, I
there's
probably
my
would put.
support and love. Come on.
I probably would put you in charge of like war or like defense or something.
You're probably in that AOC bullshit. I know
No. Although
it.
AOC looks pretty good. You got to admit, she looks pretty good. No?
She's freezing her eggs for you. She's waiting
No.
for
That's all right. See, we'll scramble
it.
those eggs. Have a souffle.
Okay. So basically, all right. Now, what happened in New York is, all right. So, have you guys seen the all right, so Bucky's employees are now banned from having tattoos. Have you guys saw that?
No, I didn't see
No.
that.
Yeah, if you work at Bucky's, you can't have a tattoo. Sam, you have any tattoos?
Can't have any new ones. You can't have any old
You
ones.
can't have anyone that show. None of them
Okay.
could show.
I mean, it's a class. You know, they've got the nicest bathrooms of any fast food of any gas station in the world. So, it's a good place.
Yeah,
Just
but their
trying to keep it
mascot is a
classy.
giant beaver. I mean, if your mascot's a beaver, like, should you really? Is that the place? Speaking of beavers, Bill Dawes just came in. What's up, Bill? How are you?
I'm sorry, man. I at home put the camera on. I took a red eye flight, and so I just woke up.
We don't want to hear your bullshit. Hey, he's got a shirt on. Holy shit.
So a New York mother, a Jewish mother in New York, took her play, her took her 4-year-old son to a play. So that was a kid's play. And then all the puppets started bashing Israel. It was
Oh,
like
boy.
part. It was part of the, like the Fringe Festival or something. And she and
Did
like
they
she didn't
keep her
know.
clothes on?
I guess it was like I don't know. One of the characters was Blow Me Up Elmo or something. It was just so that's.
Oh, blow me elbow.
Blow
Blow
me
me
up, Elmo,
elbow.
yeah.
Hey!
I mean that's kind of rough. Oh, by the way, so a woman in a man in Taiwan, he used a robot vacuum to record his wife that was cheating. His wife was cheating. He used a robot vacuum, and now he has to go to prison for 6 months for invasion of privacy.
Oh, fuck.
Because
Fuck
she's
that.
sleeping with the vacuum?
no, she was banging another guy,
Oh,
and
okay.
Good. I hope, you know what? I hope he quits making the fucking payments on the fucking house or the rent. And then when he gets out, she's fucking homeless too.
I just love the idea of the robot vacuum, like cleaning up the cum afterwards.
Only you would think about that, Bill.
Bill, do you ever catch someone cheating on you or no?
Thank God, no. I think that'd scar me for life. I've been caught. I've been walked in on.
Walked before. In on? What happened? Yes.
Well, it was
I walked in on one of these fucking buddy
else. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, I was in bed with a woman.
Self-explanatory.
It was hard to be like, oh, it's not what it looks like. It was definitely not one of those moments where you could say that.
When I was like in my, I don't know, early 20s, mid-20s, I was dating. You know, like you're dating someone, but you're not like official.
Yeah.
Like, just sort of there. So it was this girl from like Northern California. And this girl was like this. I met this girl who was a porn star. And she was like, she wanted to give me a blowjob. So I'm like, all right. So she's giving me a blowjob. And then my phone was on silent. And the girl I was dating called. And it picked up. Right.
Holy
so
shit.
I'm like, yeah, you naughty little bitch. I started saying things. So now she fucking, and I was on speaker and like, she was like, oh, let's call Adam. And it was just, they all heard me getting a blow. It was awful. It was,
oh my God.
But she still stuck with me because we weren't official, but still, like, that's when I started questioning her judgment. You know,
I love the way you said, you know, yeah, this girl, she wanted to give me a blowjob. So like, you know, I had to give a blowjob.
Hey, it was a professional job. It wasn't like any fucking emotions involved.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Right. That's true. According to South Shore Plastic Surgery, an unexpected side effect of getting a Brazilian butt lift is a musty or sour smell. So they can't perfect the Brazilian butt lifts, which, you know what? I'm not a fan of the BBL. Sam, you?
No, okay. Yeah, I've never felt one, though. I'd be interested in feeling one, just to see if it feels the same.
Bill?
Now, Brazilian butt, that's just filler. It's not like the full implant, right?
No, it's when those girls have those huge butts.
But it's like filler. It's not like, because you can have a butt like implant, too, yeah, where you have a whole thing.
Isn't it a boob job for the butt?
Yeah, basically a boob job for the butt. Yeah, but it, you know what it is? I think
it's just vanilla like, pudding?
Yeah.
I think people don't want to work out. I think the problem is people don't want to work out. Yeah. They want a nice butt. They don't want to do the squats. And it just looks like sometimes, and then they wear the tight yoga pants, and you could just see that the butt
as
is
long as it's not tapioca pudding, you know.
But now there's a new thing where in New Jersey, I read that people are getting penis implants, but they're using.
Oh, you read about that, did you?
Yes.
Or did your wife?
But my wife looked into it. For some reason, she got me a gift certificate. But they're using filler from dead people. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're using deceased body parts to make fat out of to inject to make your penis girthier.
Didn't they do that on South Park as a penoplasty?
Maybe. Bill, would you ever use that? I feel like you would. You'd be the first guy to like try that.
Well, I told you when I did Euphoria and I was supposed to be full frontal nudity, I was like, I looked into like how do you make your dick bigger in 2 weeks?
You and, actually looked that up.
Yeah, you know, just I thought maybe there'd be some supplements I could take just to froth it out, just to give it a little Snickers bar vein down the middle.
Tie a dumbbell weight to it. Tie a dumbbell weight to it. Throw it off the table.
Yeah.
When I was working at a Playboy channel, I was the warm up comedian for a show called Night Calls. And one of the segments was like, does size matter? And they had this guy Mandingo on, right? He's like a black porn star who's like you know. And then another guy they had was like had like a 1-inch penis. This white guy that was on the show, of course, the black guy had a huge cock.
Yeah.
And the white guy's girlfriend was filming him. Like I'm pretty sure they had some kind of humiliation fetish thing. Like it was something weird. Like why? So they put a weight to it, and the weight fell off. It was so, and the girls were trying to make him feel better. They were like, well, at least you can do anal. And it was just.
Not if they have a BBL.
Yeah, it's very true. Don, would you ever get fat injected into your penis?
No. I don't want a needle near my fucking pecker. you know.
That's another thing. Now, guys, like I watched an interview with this guy, and he said he has to constantly shoot up, put a to get boners. And I'm like, dude, if you're in your 30s and you gotta shoot up to get boners, something went wrong. Like
Yeah.
Your life's gonna suck in the 60s, yeah.
Man, if they had a needle like that, they're gonna take out a whole institution, the institution of fluffers. If you can just do it with a needle, you're putting, we're worried about AI. We need to be worried about these needles, these dick needles.
100%. According to a new research, lesbian women tend to have more orgasms more frequently than straight women. Do you
I
believe
wonder
that,
why.
Bill? Bill, you
I
believe
don't
that?
know, because every lesbian relationship I know about, you hear like a lesbian bed death. Have you heard that phrase?
No.
It's when lesbians move in together, apparently they stop fucking.
Fisting or whatever,
Yeah,
scissoring.
so it's called lesbian bed death, and they all just stop having sex. Every lesbian couple over like 2 years. So I think that's like a bunch of lesbians lied to feel better about themselves.
That's funny because, the fucking divorce rate's 50% between heterosexuals. It's 75 or
Yes,
80%
yes.
among lesbians.
And domestic violence is more than lesbians too, because there's two women in the relationship. And they don't shut the fuck up.
The views of Don Fry. Okay, now all right, what else happened?
Tell
Okay,
me I'm wrong. You didn't say I was wrong. You're just. I
I mean,
mean,
he brought up statistics, so what are you going to do? Are you
now
statistics?
what do you guys think about the San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York, who was like basically the guy's a billionaire. He went to home to Ohio. He just got divorced. And there was an ad like, hey, you want some hot pussy? So he went over there with $160 cash, and then he got busted. Now he's staying at home with his parents. They won't open the blinds. It's sad. But do you think this is entrapment, or do you think, I
Hey,
mean,
he's worth $8 billion, and he went for a $140 piece of pussy. What a psycho, man.
hey, $160, okay? Get it right.
Sam, what are your thoughts on that?
Why he's lowballing. I mean, why
Yeah.
is he lowballing for the blowjob? It's ridiculous. You got the money, spend the
He's
money.
Jewish. He's Jewish. What's wrong with you?
We don't know if he's Jewish, number one. Is he Jew? I hope he's not Jewish. But also number two, like, why is he living home with his parents? Like, you just got divorced. The guy's got
He
billions
needed a
of dollars.
hug.
I mean, something he
How
must
old are
have
his parents?
had a like
He's not young.
no, he must have had a severe breakdown where he was
Yeah.
suicidal or something. Because you don't just move home with your parents if you have billions of dollars. Like, you just who want you know? Plus, I feel bad for the kids. He's got two kids, and they've got to be what, like, I think they're like 11 and 13 or something. That's got to be rough, you know.
Maybe it was a really good ad that he saw. Like, what was it
Maybe he
like?
misinterpreted the ad.
Yeah.
He was going there for something else, for
He's
a
going
submarine
to adopt a
sandwich.
cat.
He's going for a submarine sandwich, and it happened to be a hooker,
Oh, God.
and a cop.
I mean, it's just horrible.
He was just trying to buy sushi and she showed up. Ridiculous.
All right, so the Toronto Raptors, their new mascot is Dez. It's a non-binary queer
Oh,
turtle that
God.
uses she, they pronouns.
No
Dez,
way. Really?
yes.
Go Canada. Go Canada.
Yeah, go Canada. Go away, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I mean, a non-binary. First, aren't all mascots non-binary? I mean, has anyone ever checked out the junk of a mascot? Like,
They're never
never
wearing
seen anything
pants. They don't have
hanging,
to.
no. Yeah, I mean, that's just so. Yeah, it's a non-binary. Also, a family is furious after they ordered a Mary Poppins costume, and instead we got one of King Jong-un. So for their kid, like for like a Halloween costume.
Oh yeah, there's only fucking 2 months to replace it. Come on. Why wouldn't they be upset?
Did it come with the pot of honey?
All right. So, but Don, this is your genre. You know who Donna Mills is from Knots Landing?
Yeah.
So now she has an OnlyFans. She's 85 years old. She says that she's making a ton of money on OnlyFans. One of the things is, it's hard for her to take pictures because she said people want feet pics. and she has to remove her nipples from the pictures. But yeah, 85-year-old.
Why does she have nipples on her feet?
her boobs sag so low.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of a joke there. Yeah, she says that people are
take that one out of the script.
Thank you. Like, people are saying they want her to take video her brushing her teeth, her feet pics. Bill,
you brush your teeth like this.
Bill,
what's her ad? I need to make sure I don't ever go there.
So Knott's Landing, 85 years old. Bill, you seem the most surprised about this. Why?
I thought you were going to say, Bill, you seem like the one who would want to subscribe to that the most.
Well, that too. But why are you so, is it because you're a fellow actor and you can't believe that Knott's Landing star?
Well, first of all, I'm impressed at 85 that she's actually.
She looks good. She looks good. I mean, she looks good for 85. Like she's
good. How long is she in the makeup chair for?
I think there should be an age limit. I'll still jerk off to her, but still, you know what I mean? It's not right, I don't think, you know?
What's the oldest girl you've ever slept with, Bill?
Someone, this is gross. She was my age. So,
so 70. Don, you?
Hell, I don't remember, partner.
I'm sure she doesn't either. Now, what's Sam? You got the winner of America's Next Top Model to marry you. Now, I have a theory that a lot of times to get one really hot girl, you have to get a hot girl before that because they get competitive. It's like you bang a Kardashian, all these like Pete Davidson. These girls do not like Pete Davidson. They like the fact that he got all these supermodels and Kardashians because they all, it's like, oh, I want to try, I wanted this. It's like a purse. I want this new car. I want this one. So, yeah. Were you just like, you have a whole line of models and then you got the one from, like, did you go in like second place, third place before that? Or like,
you know, I'd like to say it. No, she's the only gal I have ever dated, ever married, ever kissed. I am one and done. I struck gold. I ain't
Whoa.
That is beautiful. Is that why you're fighting 10 guys in one night? Cause you're so frustrated.
That's why we have so many kids. They got to keep her trapped.
Oh my, yeah.
Wait, Sam, I gotta say, you every time I see a video of you online, your face is like beat to hell, and every time you look like nothing's been done to your face.
Oh, it's because I'm hurt. I just fought Uriah Hall. I won, but he kicked the shit out of me in the process. I'm still healing, so yeah. I can't do anything that'll hurt me.
In Alaska, there's a guy, there's a mayor, there's like for the senator race, there's a guy named Dan Sullivan running, right? So what, he's a Republican. So the Democrat also entered a guy named Dan Sullivan. That way people accidentally vote for the other guy. So now there's two guys named Dan Sullivan running. And there's another guy who's endorsed by Dan Sullivan. So there's three Dan Sullivans now, and people don't know who is who. And they're making these videos of like, I'm Dan Sullivan. No, I'm not. I know I'm Dan Sullivan. Like it's kind of genius. But yeah,
hell, she's gonna have a hell of a time putting odds on that. Yeah, I'm betting everything on Dan Sullivan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean that's all right. So in Louisiana, in Oklahoma City, there's a male only Christian gym that opened up. They're trying to keep men lust free and bring them closer to God.
Oh, that'll do it.
Is this a good idea, Don Fry?
No. No, definitely not.
Why?
I mean, you gotta have a little motivation in the gym for working out, and seeing some guy next to you is not motivating at all.
Bill,
people are gonna join that gym just to fuck other dudes. I mean, we know that, right?
You're
right. It's like, why do men like become Boy Scout leaders?
You think that's why?
I think some of the top scout leaders are definitely in there for the love of the game, if you know what I mean.
You're right, though. I mean, you go to the gym and you see a hot chick and you're just like, damn, I gotta work out because my wife might leave me and I gotta be back. I gotta look good again. I just said that because she's in the kitchen. But I'm saying it is motivation. That's why they have cheerleaders on the sidelines. I don't even hate the male. Everyone's mad about these Eagles male cheerleaders. Like, I think it's a little bit silly. But I don't care. I don't care enough about it. Does it bother you, Sam or Bill, that they have male cheerleaders?
No.
The problem is they're probably going to be better than the female cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They're going to be faster, stronger, can do more backflips. They're going to be the base and top of every pyramid. probably the Toronto Raptors are going to love this.
Detroit public schools are paying high school students $100 per week for perfect attendance.
Wait, did you say pervert attendance?
Perfect, perfect,
perfect, perfect. Oh, okay.
I mean,
in Detroit, you said?
Yeah.
We'll hear what we want to hear.
Detroit, are you sure you didn't say pervert attendance in Detroit?
I mean, kids are going to say it to school till they're like 60 now. They're just going to keep going and failing. If you get $100, doesn't mean you have to get good grades, right? You just get $100 for showing up.
All that means is the students there are going to do, there's going to be more school shootings as opposed to the normal after school shootings they do down there.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's Bill. There's a reason we have you here. That's
the sights will be off, you know.
All right. So back to some MMA stuff. We got some MMA stuff, and then we'll talk about where we are in our lives because it's been a while. Did you see the fights? So Justin Gaethje says he doesn't. Basically, he doesn't want to fight the guys that beat him that Tapera beat. Because he already beat them. So in essence, he goes, I don't have to beat him because I beat the guy who beat them. That's kind of a little silly, Sam, right?
It's MMA math. It counts. there's something in there. I've beaten John Jones if you do enough math.
Oh, right. That's true. He said
it's like 6 degrees with Kevin Bacon, but fighting.
Yeah, something like that. With John Jones, it might be like 10 degrees before he beat John Jones, but it's in there.
Do you consider Jones the greatest of all time?
I do not. He's a cheat, and I won't put a cheater on that list.
So who do you think is the greatest of all time?
GSP, followed by Mighty Mouse.
Wow.
And here's my tricky one. Jose Aldo is the fifth greatest of all time, and he will always be on the list. There will be another number four someday, but Jose will always be number five.
Okay, so now what do you think, Don?
I wasn't listening.
Who do you think is the greatest fighter of all time?
I don't know, partner. I don't know. It's you know, you got a bunch of good guys out there. You got to take into account the weight classes and all that. So there's really no way to fucking say.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know, the thing about the frustrating thing about John Jones is that it's almost like mentally, I don't even think he even had to cheat. I think he would have won without cheating, but he just wanted to have like insurance or something. Like he's just mentally.
Yeah.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Right. Right. You got it. You're very, very good point.
And I'm not even just talking about that. I'm not even talking about just the drugs. It's the eye hooks and the elbows.
Yeah.
Lionheart should have stayed down. I'm sure he regrets not staying down for the rest of his life. He will.
That's another thing.
If there's a tough fight, he finds a way to.
So speaking of Anthony Smith, I don't know if you guys saw what happened. He got arrested a couple weeks ago for. It was like kidnapping his wife or something.
What?
Like it was like kind of threats and kidnapping, and it was ugly. But then the next couple days,
he's supposed to lock her out of the house, not fucking force her to stay.
So the next, you know what, Judge Fry. But the next couple days, she said, "Listen, it was kind of a misunderstanding. I'm happy to have us back," and blah blah. Mm. Anyway, a lot of people were saying maybe this is CTE related. He's had like 75 fights. He's had a lot of fights, this guy. He's been knocked out a lot. I know Anthony. He's always been very, very nice. Extremely nice. So he just got signed to be in Masvidal's bare knuckle boxing or bare knuckle MMA thing for in a couple weeks. And people are divided. Some people are like, why would you sign this guy right now? Obviously, he doesn't need to be fighting. He's also a family man. He needs to feed his family. Thoughts, Sam Alvey?
He's about to lose half of his everything. He's going to need to fight.
Right.
Mm,
right. Bill?
I mean, I don't know, man. That's a tough one because, here's the thing. Ultimately, you got to figure out what you're going to do after fighting, right? Even for you, Sam, you got to figure out eventually you're going to retire when you're like 60 or something, right?
Yeah, so, just before you were sleeping while we were talking, but I'm going to be president someday.
Yeah.
That's my post-fighting career right there.
Yes, he will be.
So the idea, like, I can't, like, well, you got to figure out a way to feed your family eventually in the next couple of years. So, like, I don't know. I think it's probably irresponsible.
Well, I think he got let go from his job.
Oh.
I think he had a job on Paramount and he got let go. He was an announcer. So that's also – all right. So this Saturday, UFC from in Paris, France, we have Dan Hooker is the main event against Saladin Parnassi, right? This is crazy because this guy's never fought in the UFC before. He's 23-2, but his last fight was on that Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano card. Like, that was so – he went from there to the main event –
whoa.
Of the UFC, and Dan Hooker has not had a really good run. I mean, he lost his last fight. He lost to Armand Sarukian. Obviously, there's no but then he actually before that he won three in a row. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. He beat Claudio, Jalen, blah blah blah. Before then he lost before that too. So, Sam, are you surprised that they're having him as like the main event?
He's French, right? The guy's fighting.
Oh, he's French, right?
Yeah.
That makes
So I would bet on him too. UFC's got a good way of making sure the foreigner wins when you're in the foreigner's town.
Really?
If you're fighting in Japan, bet on the Japanese guy. It's not nothing's fixed, but they pick opponents. They need that hometown victory.
And you think the judges kind of like lean into the hometown advantage a little bit?
Not intentionally, but the crowd will sell a judge. I mean, hell, I fought Jason Guida, and I won because it was my hometown. To this day, I think I lost that fight, but the crowd was on my side, and the judges were too.
Don, did Pride do that too?
Pride did all kinds of silly shit. You know, they really did.
Do you feel like you got fights where you were robbed because of the judges, because of the being in the wrong town?
No. They came close a couple of times, the fights that I won, you know, and they called me a split decision, which, you know, I definitely won solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also on this card, so there's a lot of guys, I don't know, Alex Sola, Farazia, a lot of guys. Michael Venom Page is on this card. That guy is such a he's 25-3. And he's such a crazy fighter. So he's a guy, Bill. He's like a ninth Dan karate champion. His dad was like a 12 Dan. His mom was a karate champion. This dude fights. His angles are insane. And when he looks good, he looks like he's out of the Matrix. He looks like you're never seen like it. But there are guys that can make him look boring. And when he looks, and when he wins boring, it's fucking painful to watch. but he wins. Like, even the Fernando Gonzalez fight, I think that was your teammate, Sam. That was a fight where I thought Fernando won, but you're like, what are your thoughts on Michael Venom Page, Sam?
I've never been a fan. Now, he's got padded is the wrong answer, is the wrong way to put it, because he fought whoever was in front of him. But they needed a star, Bellator did. And they gave him a lot of guys that could make him a star.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, can he still be a champ one day? Or do you think it's sort of.
No, he's aged out. His style, he has to be fast. That's what happened to Wonderboy. Wonderboy's style, it's an incredible style. It's hard to fight. But as soon as you slow down just a little bit, your style doesn't work anymore. Venom Page is going to age out. He's not as fast as he once was. He'll probably win this next fight, but he's never going to get that title contention.
That makes sense. So strength will give you more longevity in the sport than speed will.
Yeah, that's been one of my blessings. I've always been slow. So, as I get older, I'm just staying the same, but the power is always there.
Don, do you think that you had a lot, will you consider yourself having speed or no?
Did I what now?
You think your punches had a lot of speed on them or no?
Yeah, they had a lot of speed, but they had more strength than speed, you know. But I had a lot of speed for heavy, for unlimited weight division, yeah.
Yeah, because you were a boxer, but you said you weren't a very good boxer.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I didn't train, you know. I just let's go take a fight, you know. So,
now, I didn't realize your coach who died, who recently died, Bobby Jackson, right? Bobby Douglas. He beat Dan Gable five out of nine times or something?
Yeah. Except for when it counted, yeah.
Did he ever talk about that?
No, Bobby, he had a lot of class and a lot of dignity. He wouldn't talk about, talk nasty about anybody.
No, but you never asked him, like, hey, how did it feel like to beat Dan Gable?
No, why the hell would you do that? Shit. You want to hear about the matches, that they won, and then, but if you bring something like that up, it always comes up to how come you didn't beat him for the Olympics,
Yeah, but he still beat him. Like I heard he beat him 4 times in one night.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
shit.
that was a story that I read. I was like, holy shit. And then I was like, oh, that was Don's coach.
Is Dan Gable supposed to be the best of all time as a wrestler?
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah, he never lost in high school. His sister was like raped in high school. He went fucking crazy. And he I mean crazy in a good way. Like he put it all into wrestling. The guy never lost in high school. He never lost in college. He lost his last match in college. In the NCAA finals. It was like
Yeah.
one of the biggest upsets ever. Like it was, people couldn't believe it. He goes on to the Olympics and doesn't get a point scored on him in any of his matches. Just ran through everybody. Then he goes on and coaches at Iowa and they have the most winning like Iowa wrestling like ever. And he was just a stud. He just
They
was.
had like nine national championships straight,
Whoa.
and then
I'm assuming the Gable grip is named after him.
He was, and he was. I went to his wrestling camp. He was just basically like that. He had the mentality of just like nose down, work hard, just grind, grind, grind. And it was like all his wrestlers were they were not finesse wrestlers. Certain guys are finesse. These guys were just they would like take the guy's head and bounce it off the mat like it's a basketball. Like that. Like basically, they were just bouncing guys' heads like a basketball. It was. And just outwork everybody. This it was
Yeah.
outwork all your opponents. I feel like that's kind of what people are missing nowadays. You don't see that in anything. You don't see people like everybody wants to take shortcuts or nobody actually just wants to just put the some people do, but the ones that do, obviously do a lot better.
Oh, so Sophie Cunningham does a good job.
Oh yeah, you like Sophie Cunningham?
Oh, I love Sophie Cunningham.
What now? What do you think, Don, about the whole, do you think they should, the two guys that were one of them in the NBA, the other guy sort of in the NBA for a second, and now they want to try out for the WNBA because they say they identify as women.
Yeah.
Do you think they should let him play or no?
Hey, man, they're the ones saying that, there's no difference between men and women. Back it up. Let's see you back it up.
But what about the girl that does say that there's a difference, and then now she's getting dunked on by a guy who played for the Knicks?
Wait,
who?
eventually the fans or the coaches of the opposite teams, they'll get their head out of their asses and come around and clarify the situation.
Bill, what were we saying?
Well, I mean, eventually, because the guys who are doing it now are just doing it to troll. Like they're not actually, yeah. But eventually, there's going to be guys who
No,
aren't
there's a
doing it to
girl in
troll.
France. There's a guy. There's a transgender female in France that's
France,
averaging
yeah.
like
Right.
30.
Transgender female. There's a dude in France
There's
playing with a girl.
a there's right. There's a
Adam's
person.
still in Hollywood, okay? He's got to be
No, there's a
careful.
person in France.
Yeah.
I'll call you. Look, I don't give a. I'll call you what you want. I don't care. I'll call you what you want. But when I just it doesn't matter because it's just like I'm giving you power. I feel like by not calling you or calling you, either way, you're getting the attention you want. So I feel like in some ways I'm like, okay, all right, that's what I'm called. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So in France, she's averaging or he's averaging 30 points a game, 20 rebounds, and fucking jacked.
I
And
thought it was only 20 points and 20
oh, is
rebounds,
it 20 and
which
20?
is not very impressive for being a male, I mean,
Yeah.
geez, you think you do better?
So if they let this person come over, it's gonna be rough. It's 'cause she's gonna I but some people might love it. Some people might go, oh, this is fucking great. There's now dunking the WNBA, I guess, because that's one of the yeah, anyway.
So, that's something I just recently learned. There have been more men on the moon than women that can dunk in the history of the
That's true. It's
world.
like I mean, Brit,
Women that can
but
what?
more men on the moon than women that could dunk. Brittany Griner is the only one that could dunk, right? Brit, what's up with her voice? Like,
Her balls are too big.
that's I did a show, and this there was a porn a couple porn stars were in the crowd, and they were trans porn stars, and I didn't know it because they looked very much like females. And the girl gets up to go to the bathroom or whatever, go to the bathroom. I go, "Where are you going?" And then she's like, "I gotta go drain my pussy." And I was like, "That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life." I gotta go.
Kill that hard on, huh?
I was on a cruise ship recently, and there was a black woman, and I was trying to make conversation, and I'm like, "Oh, so did you get some sun today?" She goes, "I'm black, Adam. I'm dark enough." And just started. I'm like, I go, "Black people can tan. I see them up on the deck. They're like, they're bored. Okay. They have too much free time, Adam." Like, she was like in her 50s. Black women in their 50s are the
The
funniest.
best.
If they're single, oh, and they have kids, they will tell you everything that, like, how it is. They do not. You, if you want the honest truth about anything, find a single black woman with
Yeah.
big tits
And
and
they're
her
gonna
kids.
sound like a MAGA Republican who stormed the Capitol.
Ask black people about men, transgender men in the WNBA. Like, see what they say. Oh, fuck no. Especially if they have a kid that, like, could get a scholarship or something, or isn't gonna make the team because of that. Oh my fucking God. Like, please, please let me know how that goes. But yeah, so anyway, and then I got heckled by a fucking 9-year-old. I'm on stage, right? And I get on stage, and then some girl goes, "Hey, how's your vision?" She's right in the front. I go, "Why?" She goes, "Look down." And she put like a little duck on my stool, like a little, I don't know, like a rubber ducky. And I go, "Oh." She's like, "I wanted you to sit on it." Right? So I'm like, okay. So right away, she wants a duck up my ass. Like, that's where we're starting from, right? So now I'm telling, so now I do a couple jokes, and then she's like, "I got a question." And I go, "What?" And then she just starts asking me, "How about this? How come you don't say that?" She goes, "Are you so old you ride your dinosaur to school when you were younger?" So this is fucking, so. So I go, "Listen, kid, you were adopted, right?" Like, I just, yeah, like, I'm like, fuck it. We're like, the fucking gloves are off. Because she kept going. And then her brother gets up and he's got binoculars and he's running around with fucking binoculars, right? Like, and I go, "Why is this, or are you a peeping Tom or something?" And she goes, "That's my brother. He forgot his glasses." I'm like, okay. So now I'm making fun of people with disabilities, right? So finally, I'm like, "Does anyone have any duct tape for this kid?" Like, because she kept going, going. At the end of the show, this little 4-year-old comes up to me, this little, like, I think he was Indian. He goes, "Hey, you were so funny." I go, "Thanks, buddy." He hands me duct tape. He goes, "If that girl comes back." And I was like, that's my favorite. Yeah, dude. And
long a show did you have to do for that type of crowd?
you know, it
Is
was
it
two. I gotta do. You do 5 shows, so you do 3 R-rated shows and 2 PG shows. And the problem with the PG shows, sometimes I like them better because it's older people and like political people, they want to hear politics. But then you get these kids, and the mom's like, "Oh, I told her to heckle you." I'm like, so you get these moms that, like, and I have my hands behind my back. This is basically sparring with no hands because you could punch me, but I can't punch you back.
Yeah.
But if I say
I
this,
could punch a kid. I could punch a kid.
because literally.
I've been smaller.
Because literally, when the little girl was like, "Oh, did you ride your dinosaur to school?" I wanted to be like, "No, I rode your mother." Like, that's what I wanted to say. But then at the dirty show, the mom came back and I said that. I go, "I wanted to say I rode your mother." Like, I actually told her that. And the mom was single. Of course, it was two single moms, like, with their kids. And, yeah, it was, but that kid, anyway. But other parents were like, I can't believe how well you handled that. I wanted to hit. And the thing is, if that was, I hate to be, judgmental or racist or whatever you want to call it. If that was a black kid or a Mexican kid, that kid would have been fucking, that would not have happened. They get discipline. Like, no, you're not heckling a grown man and telling them and shit. Like, they will smack their kid. Not all of them, obviously. I'm casting a wide net here, but that would not happen. Like, when I'm coaching, when I used to coach wrestling, it was Like the Mexican kids were the most well behaved. As same with the black hate kid. Not always, but for the most part. Sam, you want to chime in so I don't sound so bad? But anyway, and then what else? Oh, by the way, so there was I never told this story. So my wife, on her bachelorette party, someone got her this huge black dildo as like a gag gift, right?
No pun intended.
So like just a giant black dildo. So we threw it away, right? A fucking homeless guy comes in and steals the batteries, right? So, and then leaves the dildo on the street, right? Like now there's a fucking huge black dildo, and I just like, and I'm on the fucking neighbors started playing baseball with it, like they fucking, and like I didn't want, they're like literally playing fucking wiffle ball with a giant black cock.
And then this homeless person broke into our house and put it under my wife's pillow. Oh, God.
Well,
So
why'd
how's
you throw it away? You're supposed to take it to see Sophie Cunningham. Throw it on the
Oh, that's
board
right.
for
Yeah. Bring to a
it.
WNBA game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. First of all, how are people getting in green? Why is it always green dildos they're throwing? Like, what?
Have you ever heard the term keistering?
No. What?
Oh, really? It's a prison term.
What does that mean?
You know how you get drugs into prison? You
Oh,
keister them.
they're shoving dildos up their
Oh.
asses and then whipping it
Neither of
out.
you guys are. Oh, well, that's keistering. Sorry, I'd,
Don, have you ever heard of keystring? I think Don.
No, never have. Not
You
interested.
know,
Never want to hear it again.
Well, that's how they get the dildos
Yeah,
in. They
Bill, I know you were
keister them.
you were in a relationship. You were, I think you were married. You were married, right? Ever married?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Now you have, you have two kids, two baby mamas. You've been with thousands of women. So my wife the other day, she was like, "Hey, do you want to cheat on me?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, obviously, like every guy wants to cheat." I'm like, I don't do it because I told you and I promised I wouldn't do it, and I love you, but there's not a guy out there who doesn't want to cheat. Like
Yeah.
you just don't do
So let
it.
me guess, that conversation didn't go well.
No, 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 no.
Is she feeling guilty?
Well, maybe, but I wasn't lying. Like, I mean, do you think there's like, except for maybe Sam, who's a fucking, you're gonna find out that Sam Alvey had like 37 dead bodies buried around the country one day because he's way too
You
nice.
better not find out.
By the
He's
way, that's not his son in the back. That's just some kid he kidnapped.
he's way too nice of a guy and way too good of a fighter and way too smart. There's gotta be something going on.
I'm an
With
excellent shoveler too.
excellent
Excellent,
juggler.
excellent digger.
But Don, did you ever want to cheat when you were married?
No, I never had any reason to. I was real happy with everything.
Really?
Yeah, apparently she wasn't, but
I mean, you never had like, oh, that would be fun to have sex with that person?
was. No, because I. You got one woman angry at you 24 hours a day. Why the hell do you want two?
Well, I just
That's
talked myself
Adam.
out.
We just have to admit that they're better human beings than
Is
us.
that what it is?
Yeah, Sam and Don are way better humans
Well,
than
I talk myself
us.
out of it. I go, listen, number one, it's gonna fuck up my marriage. I'm gonna lie to her. I'm also gonna last 4 seconds. Like it's not gonna be, I have to wear a condom because I might get something. Then if I give her something that I got from somebody else, then I'm really f fucking asshole. And so I just start to go, is this
Why
worth
would it take you? Why would it take you twice as long with somebody else?
it? You know what? A part of me thinks that I would last maybe I'd have so much guilt I wouldn't enjoy it, but also I probably wouldn't. I'd have to wear a condom, so you last longer with a condom. But then it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel the same. I mean, condom
Yeah,
sex.
so what's the point?
I mean, but Bill, do you still have condom sex or no?
It's funny you said that because I did for the first time like in a long time, like a couple months ago. And it was like and I found myself like she was like, you have to wear a condom. I was like, come on, you do the little dance, like, yeah, I'm clean. Here's my test results. And then but then we had to end up going to like a friggin' CVS at 2 a.m. and buying condoms. It was like so. And then here's the worst part about it. So
Wait, did
we
you
had
really
this.
have your test results on you?
I'd had them like a month or two before. So it
You
was only
carry
like,
around your test results?
No, but I had like email results, you know.
Oh, okay, go on.
Not that I forged. So the point is, we have condom sex, which it was better than I thought it was going to be because it's probably been like 8 years.
Yeah.
And then when I pull out, guess what? There's no condom in my dick.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. She freaks out. She's like losing her mind. This was in Madrid. And she loses her mind and she like is like starts to cry. And I was like, are you like fertile right now? Are you? And she's like, well, I'm 43. I'm like, bitch, you're not going to get pregnant. Calm down. And I don't have a disease. But she like, like I was like, oh, you're 43. What are you worried about?
So you insulted her? So you told her she was too old to get pregnant?
No, I said, but I was also just like, look, the chances of like, you know, you get like, you're not going to get pregnant right now.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have a disease most likely, like 50-50. So you're fine.
Right.
Not a permanent one anyways. No penicillin to get rid of it.
Yeah, 3 weeks you'll be fine no matter what it is.
Don, did you ever get polio from a girl back in the day or no?
Typhoid, you ever get typhoid banging a girl?
Yeah.
Tuberculosis, you ever get tuberculosis going down on someone?
Oh, God. So my wife now wants to get alpacas and a fucking, like we go see an animal and then she's like, well, I have to get that. So she wants goose. She wants alpacas and a fucking beehive. Sam, do you have any of these things?
I've got a beehive and emus.
What are those like?
Oh, that's my emu scar. they're a big, giant, mean bird. Actually, they're not that mean, but they wanted to get away from me real bad.
why were you just like rounding them up or what happened?
No, it got out of my yard. I had to get it back, and the little bastard didn't want to go back. So I had to tackle it.
Emus are brutal.
Oh, the video went viral. I posted it here, I don't know, 6 months ago. If you guys find it, it's actually, I've got a TikTok page called My Only Farms. If you know that one.
Nice.
Yeah, right? It's a good name. The pinned video is me fighting an emu. it is a ton of fun. But yeah, it cut the shit out of me.
That is amazing.
You know about the emo wars in Australia, right?
I do. The emus won.
Really?
Basically, there was a war in Australia where they tried to kill the emus and they couldn't. The emus fucked them up. They fucked up all the Australian military.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need to look it up. They need a Don. So, by the way, Sam, Don used to be, he had a job where he had to remove shoes from horses.
Okay.
And he got kicked in the face a lot.
I've got the other job. I gotta tie the shoes on the horses.
Oof. Don, you ever do that?
Tie them?
Yeah.
No, I nailed them. I would nail them on the horse.
Yeah, it was a dad joke I just made.
I actually believed you.
Oh, tie the shoes. Like, you look, yeah, okay. Everybody goes to the hall. Got it. Okay.
I have double knotted and they fall off.
So
you woke your kid up, man. He's so disgusted with that joke.
So Will, what do you have coming up?
I'm in Irvine tomorrow.
At the Irvine Improv?
Irvine Improv tomorrow. Sorry. And then I don't know. I just got back in town, so I don't know what's coming on. Just some gigs at Long Beach Laugh Factory and that's it.
Don, what do you have?
Yeah, what the hell do I have? I gotta go to St. Louis here in a week and make an appearance, and then come
where?
Over.
Where in St. Louis?
Beats the hell out of me. I don't have that much information. And then I go to South Dakota Rodeo, Governor's Cup Rodeo.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great, man. 24th through 29th. It's fucking great.
Oh, man, I want to go.
Sam, what do you have?
Yeah, so I'm fighting 10 guys in one night in November. And
Jesus.
I'm not allowed to say yet, but I just signed a new contract here yesterday. My knuckles are going to get sore, but I'm not allowed to say anything else.
Okay, well, congratulations about that. Yeah. Where is this 10-guy fighting?
It's going to be in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow. Is it called Bukkake Beatdown?
Bare Knuckle Bukkake.
If you're not in Pensacola, it'll be on Fight TV. They're actually helping me put this together. So a huge, huge shout out to Fight TV.
Adam always works the word cock in every conversation.
100%. Yeah. Where now is there an undercard or is this you versus 10 guys?
It's me versus 10 guys. So it'll either be over in about an hour and 10 minutes or 10 minutes.
Because a lot of times I tune into these stuff. I actually, like, I'm in other countries and I'm watching your fights. And it's always like people are arguing with each other. Like I could see, I feel like I'm there because there's some guy hitting on a girl in the corner. Somebody is late for their gym dues. There's all these, it picks up all the conversations. And then finally you go and then there's a live chat going on. It's always like, it's kind of chaos, but I actually love it. I freaking love it.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to try and get Mayhem Miller involved again.
Nice. He just had a special on Vice yesterday. The Dark Side of the Cage.
I did one of those bastards. They made me look like shit.
Why?
They had me stumbling around drunk. They made Chris Benoit look more sympathetic than they did me.
Wait, did this already air?
I don't know if it aired or airs in September. But I'm not sure.
What is it? Is it you versus who?
No, it's just about me.
Episode about you?
Yeah, Dark Side. Yeah, Dark Side.
So how do you know? Did you see a copy of it?
Yeah, I saw a copy of it. Yeah, it was shit.
And you're just stumbling around drunk?
Yeah, yeah. On some of the scenes, yeah.
We got to do a special episode breaking that down. And just
are we going to laugh or is it sad?
No, it just made me look like a fucking idiot. And it was a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I know for a fact that you're doing better than you have been in a long time and you're killing it. So fucking there.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I will be in Chicago at the Comedy Vault this Friday and Saturday. And then next week up in Rochester, New York at the Comedy at the Carlson. Thank you guys. Good to be back. Fucking love you guys.
Hey, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.